Welcome back here to the big show. Let's Get Local. Man, what a great conversation with ladies from the Progress Center for Black Women, Sabrina Madison, founder, CEO, and Jasmine Appleton. Important role over there as well, working with entrepreneurs and those opportunities. Love the work there and so glad and happy to have them as members of Dane by Local and to join us on the program today. We said we're going to talk about the Local Leadership Conference coming up on May 24th at Holy Wisdom Monastery. And last week, we talked with one of the presenters for the conference, Drew Mitchell Gelfie. Today, we get to talk with Keena Atkinson, who is also bringing her talents to be showcased at that conference. Keena, how are you today? Thanks for being on the show.
Hey, Jason. I'm well. Thank you so much. I'm doing great.
Your hair looks fantastic, as always. But let's talk a little bit about, first off, who you are and some of the activities you're involved in right now, and then we'll talk about what you're bringing to the conference on the 24th.
All right. So I'm owner to Rougie Wellness, which stands for Ratchet Bougie Wellness. It's a wellness company where the primary focus is wellness. The main thing that I do is teach yoga. I lead yoga classes, yoga sessions. I do consulting, things like that. I have retail products, waist beads. But Rougie Wellness, Ratchet Bougie Wellness, basically stands for just the ability to be whole as you are in the complexities, you know, of who you are without having to be the either or. It's the fullness, the whole, the and, all of those type of things.
Now, I know from knowing you a little bit that you're a very well-rounded person and you have a lot of interests, and that's showcased by some of the different activities and things you are involved in. But yeah, Rougie Wellness, as a member now of Dane by Local, we're so glad to have you involved and try to prop up your local business. But you have, you know, you've got a big story here locally already, and that's one of the reasons why we wanted you at this leadership conference. Tell people a little bit about your background and how you've become the person you are today.
All right. So at the conference, I'll be speaking about around topics of psychology, which is what my bachelor's degree is in psychology. And then I think I would say I was considering doing a double major in journalism and philosophy, which is probably why I bring so much of that, you know, journalism and philosophy type of vibe to the spaces that I'm in, you know? So I went to UW-Madison. I started with UW-Odyssey. So I don't know if y'all have heard about UW-Odyssey. It's a great program. I started there. Teen mom. I was pregnant with my oldest son, 15. He was born when I was 16. My fellow podcast co-host on Good Bad Breakthrough podcast, Drew Andrea. Drew, who's also presenting. We had our kids at the same time in high school, when we were sophomores. So you know, we had our children at young ages, but then the perseverance, the overcoming barriers and hurdles and still being able to press on, and for me, being able to go ahead and pursue my education, to have a career, to start a couple of different businesses, to, you know, get into real estate, which I have multifamily property, I provide housing. You know, I have a business, a salon where I do hair, a single small salon. And then of course, like the wellness practices and offerings that I offer. And so I get to share all of those things that I've learned in leadership. I'm so excited to be able to share all that stuff at the conference with you all.
Yeah, I think it's really interesting, kind of the journey a lot of people have through their life and the path to kind of get to, you know, where you want to go. But, you know, obviously, you know, you've gone through a lot and you've overcome a lot in that process, and you've shown how your strength and your maturity, although I know you can take a dirty joke once in a while. I do know that about you, right? But,
this is true.
Actually, we were joking about that. You and I kind of live on the lowest rung of comedy of that ladder most of the time. But turn ourselves back to what you're up to and the way people can learn more about you. You know, you have the businesses here. What are some of the opportunities people can connect to you? You mentioned the podcast. Let's talk about it. You guys share a lot of information. Share it yourselves on that podcast.
Yes, we do. And shout out to you, Jason, because Jason is our producer on our podcast.
That was not my attempt to get a plug for myself, but go ahead.
Okay, so my friends and I, so there's two podcasts, but technically there's three. So the one that we have the most history so far in is Good Bad Breakthrough Podcast, where my friends, my childhood friends, Drea, Drew, and I, we meet every week. We have our episodes that come out every single week, where we're just going into such a variety of topics that I think that people who are working on having a deeper understanding and awareness of themselves, where people who are looking to dive deeper into different areas of personal or even business development, of how they're showing up in the world and in relationships intentionally. Those are the type of things that we talk about on Good Bad Breakthrough Podcast, okay? And then I have like my own podcast called Ruji Ruminations and Revelations Podcast. It's my own solo podcast. It's through Ruji Wellness. And so that one is just, it's very similar. Like, it's very similar to that, except it's like just me going into like the thing, you know, ruminations that turn into revelations. Basically, like, oh, I ponder these things for a long time, and then they come to these understandings and awarenesses. And I feel like it's a responsibility of mine to share that wisdom and that knowledge, those learnings and those lessons with the people who resonate with the journey. And then I have one with my son who's 7, Caleb Conversations, that where we just talk. It's like a 15-minute show where we pick topics from a jar and we talk about them.
Love that. The other thing you can count on with kids is always brutal honesty. So you got to enjoy that as well, right?
Yes.
Yeah, fantastic. Okay, now bringing you back to the leadership conference. Again, it's going to be at Holy Wisdom Monastery with Dame by Local. Keena going to be one of the main presenters there. She's going to talk about the psychology of so many different things, but part of what you're going to incorporate is that will really, I think, be beneficial to business owners and people looking to build a team and staff, is kind of that understanding about the psychology of people with different generations. So number one, as we have, you know, workforces that span generations, but we also have customers that span generations. So understanding them better, I think, is so critical in order to relating to them and having them, you know, shop with you or use your services.
Indeed. And so I think that I'm so thankful to have been in a position of experience in leadership doing those type of things from my career that I was in, where I was an executive team leader at Target, where I was leading teams of people of different, you know, ages and generations, different cultures, backgrounds. There were so many differences. And so my responsibility was to lead my team through those levels of development. And I was so good at it that they sent me to another store to build up another team. You know, you'd be so great at doing a job that you keep doing it over and over. So I was really great at taking a store that was struggling and to bringing it to a place to where it was doing excellent. And then I went and did it again. And so from the perspective of the staff, the team, and then also with helping the team to relate to the customers, the clients, the guests, whatever way that you define the people who keep you in business, the way that you connect to them and keep them wanting to come back and feeling valued. So it is a psychological aspect behind it, a mind shift, a mindset, and I'm excited to come to share some of that with you all, with everybody who's here, who's listening.
Yeah, we're excited to have you there at the conference. Again, the Dane by Local Leadership Conference. You can purchase tickets at danebylocal.com, and if you can't make it in person on the 24th, you know, we have created a virtual option too, where people can join us virtually for the great information that's going to go out. We can't get you lunch virtually like everybody that's there, but we'll, you know, you get all the good content and all the engagement with people, and you can connect. Like, that's one of the big things, Keena, too, where that we're driving with that conference is connection for like-minded people so they can find partners to help elevate everybody.
Yes, that's something I'm excited about. I feel like these type of events are amazing because it connects you to like-minded people. It helps you find your people. And it energizes and recharges and restores you. So then it's like, okay, this is what I need. These are the people I need to be around. These type of events are so amazing for that. You need that boost.
Keena, we know you're going to bring a boost and a lot of energy and some great information on the 24th. Thank you so much for your time. Thanks for being on the program today. And again, people can look up Keena, Ruji Wellness. Also, find your yoga videos, and where else can they find that? What should they search for?
Search, if you search hashtag Yoga Kena, K-E-E-N-A, Yoga Kena on Facebook, you'll come across hundreds of yoga videos. And then I'm also on YouTube. If you type in Kena SFA on any platform, you'll find me, Kena Sam Frank Alice.
That's Kena Atkinson. Kena, thanks for your time, and thanks for being a part of Dame by Local and the Local Leadership Conference on the 24th.
Thanks, Jason.
All right, we'll be back here in just a little bit on Let's Get Local. Final segment coming up. We're going to talk about youth baseball, some exciting developments here in Madison.